Good morning. Welcome to the Monday meeting of the Columbia County Board of Commissioners. Commissioner Tardif, are you perchance on the phone? It does not appear that Commissioner Tardif is on the phone, so since he's on vacation, we won't go search him out and make him get on this call. We will go ahead with the business that is on our agenda, and that is the public health update from Mike Paul, Public Health Director. Mike Paul, are you on the phone?
Good morning, Commissioner Magruder. I am on the phone.
Oh, good morning, Mike. It was so nice to see you in person this morning.
You too. I'll make sure to show up more soon.
Well, you have nothing else to do except to come to our meetings, we know, so. Go ahead. Thank you.
Okay. A quick rundown of the numbers here. 16 million cases reported globally of novel coronavirus since January. Almost 650,000 deaths from novel coronavirus reported worldwide. For the U.S., 4.2 million cases. And approaching 147,000 deaths. Oregon is at just over 16,000 cases with 282 deaths. In Columbia County, we are at 67 cases today. We had a few more over the weekend, 4 confirmed cases over the weekend. Oregon announced 13 deaths this weekend, if you include Friday. And so the outbreak continues to expand at a rapid pace. We have 29 active outbreaks in senior living communities across Oregon and 59 active workplace outbreaks. The largest is at the state penitentiary in Marion County, followed by Pacific Seafood in Lincoln County, and correctional facilities, Snake River Correctional Facility in Malheur County. There's also a handful of child care outbreaks, licensed child care facilities. We are continuing this week to, we're waiting for, waiting announcement about metrics for schools to reopen. There's a state, I think it's a task force or committee looking at metrics for when schools should open. We expect either a regional focus or a county focus on those metrics to determine which schools should have in-person instruction versus online only or a hybrid model. We are also going to continue to continue to respond to a handful of enforcement complaints that we received by sending letters and calling employers and talking through some guidance with employers. We're also working with long-term care facilities. Long-term care facilities are currently conducting large scale testing of staff and residents. I think that's almost complete for our county. It's still moving along statewide, where all staff and residents will be tested at least once initially and then on an ongoing basis. We've experiencing some holdups with testing results. The national picture is affecting state and local lab capacity as well as supplies. So again, still delays in testing. We still have testing sites available on our website. There's 6 testing sites available. You have to go through your primary care provider. If you're identified in contact tracers this week, so for weekend support, much needed weekend support for our staff and relief with the phone lines. And I think that was all I had this morning. I did forget to ask, does this sound better today?
Yes, it sounds great.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like you're cutting out as much.
Okay, thank you. Calling in from a landline.
Yeah, you're not breaking up at all. Thank you. Questions, sir?
I only have one as it pertains to a news story. I'm going to take this down so you can maybe hear me better. The outbreaks that they continue to have in Umatilla County, do those all surround food processing? I did notice that there was a blueberry farm targeted somewhere else in the state with a large outbreak.
Good question. I haven't been following real closely Umatilla County. I know they've been had issues with farms. Also, they're close to Yakima County in Washington, which has had several outbreaks tied to different farms.
Okay, well, it just seems like the, and of course, it's harvest time and processing time and all of that kind of thing. So my assumption was is that was mostly food processing related, but thank you, Mike.
Well, actually, I'm looking at the list right now. There's a fifth largest outbreak reported right now is, sixth largest is at a trucking workplace in Umatilla County. 38 employees, and then they have a couple other outbreaks. They have the Eastern Oregon Correctional Institution there with an outbreak, as well as Shearer's Foods, sounds like a food processing plant, and then Walmart as well has an outbreak there. So several outbreaks in Umatilla County.
Interesting.
Thank you, Mike.
No other questions, Commissioner Highmiller?
I don't think so. You guys doing okay? Is there anything that we can help you with?
No, thank you for asking again. I think we're getting into a groove as far as processing lab reports and making calls. Staff has really got it down.
Thanks, Mike. Well, we will continue to send the message about testing delays. I don't know what the governor's office can do about it, but I have communicated that multiple times. So hopefully that will improve.
Thank you.
I have a question on
Henry
that,
Henry has
though.
Another question.
That just brought it up. When somebody takes a test, let's say they go to the doctor's office at OHSU, is that all sent out to a private lab, or does some of it go to the state, or can these folks actually run the tests inside their own laboratories inside of a clinic setting, or do you know what the process on that is?
Yeah, it varies. The state lab, I don't know what their capacity is, but their priority for they've receiving, actually it is in the report, they're receiving about 350 specimens a day. And the total tested for state lab is 15,000, it looks like, compared to the total tested overall, much, much higher. So yeah, there's several commercial labs that are doing testing. So I think you're going to through a health system, they're generally going to use a commercial lab. Some of them do have a rapid testing machine that can do on-site testing, but generally they're going to commercial labs, and there's a couple large labs. I know one of them is Quest, and LabCorp is another one. They're both national, so those are generally, I think, when we're referring to like the national testing numbers affecting state, we're talking about those commercial labs. The state public health lab, they're just generally limited to, I believe mostly hospitals are using the state lab.
But as far as local citizens that are going to local clinics, our public health department doesn't have any input at all as to where those tests are processed, correct?
We have, well, so we do have an account with Quest Lab, and I think it's Quest or confusing Quest or LabCorp. It's one of those where we can get test kits and provide them to Columbia Health Services. They also have their own account, but when we refer somebody to them that we identify during the contact tracing process who's experiencing symptoms, we can get them test kits as well through that, and they go to the commercial labs. The state lab is not accepting those right now. They're prioritized for other things.
Thank you, Mike.
Thanks, Mike. The other thing that the governor's office indicated was that they were going to be reaching out to university labs to see if there was a potential for them to do some test results. So I don't know whether that's a realistic thing or not, but I'll keep asking about it. Thank you. All right. Now the next thing on our agenda is commissioner's discussion. So is there anything that Commissioner Heimuller that you need to bring before the board today?
Just a brief update on meeting space that I've been working on. I met with the mayor of St. Helens on Friday and spoke with the city administrator this morning to try to see if there's a way we could work out an arrangement to utilize the main floor of the Masonic building across the street as renovated meeting space that we could share with the city. And so they're going to look at that from their side of it. The city already has that space leased and is using it for storage, and they bring it out, as it were, during the month of October for Halloween Town for haunted house or some kind of thing. But anyway, the mayor was excited about the idea, and the city manager is going to go over there and take a look around, and so moving along slowly on that. But it would be great if we could come to some kind of an agreement with the city to utilize that for appropriate social distance spaced meeting room space that, whether it's for grand juries or courts or our meetings or their meetings or anybody else, we could get some actual meeting space put together. So,
and it wouldn't take a lot of renovation, probably.
No.
Just some chairs,
furniture,
some tables.
And maybe the audiovisual connections, so that we could have good Skype and Zoom meeting access and those kinds of things. But anyway, so working along those lines, just haven't got any commitments or anything, but everybody's looking into it.
Great. My only comments are, don't forget it's going to be hot today, so be sure you are hydrated, and that you're supposed to check with your older neighbors. So I want you guys all to be checking with me to make sure that I'm okay. But seriously, I know yesterday was a hot one, and every time I decided to do something outside, it wasn't long before I decided that I didn't want to do something outside except sit by the river and have a breeze blowing on me. The Clatskanie Festival is happening this coming weekend, so check the Clatskanie Festival website and you can be apprised of the activities. There is an evening parade, so all of the entrance will be lighted in some way. And I think they're having lawnmower races, so an opportunity for you to enter into the competition. Is there anything else that needs to come before the board? Department and head and staff discussion items? No executive session?
Hey, Commissioner Magruder, this is Commissioner Tardif.
Ah, you are there.
I'm just sitting here quietly observing. It's an interesting place to be. I have a meeting with AOC today at 3:00, so I was curious if there was anything Commissioner Heimuller or Commissioner Magruder
I don't believe that I have anything. I think that the lab capacity issue, they're on that one. And I know that Commissioner Kelly Minty Morris is serving on the education committee. And so I've communicated with her some issues that one of our superintendents has shared with me. Other than that, I don't think I have anything. Do you, Commissioner Heimler?
I don't think so. I sent an email to, I think it was McKenzie last week on a question I had, and that was it. But I think, Commissioner Tardif, you know everything that we've all been talking about, so you got it.
Sounds good. I will carry the torch and report back when I get back to the office next week.
All right. Thank you so much.
Enjoy yourself.
Thank you.
If there is no other business to come before the meeting, we will adjourn at 10 p.m., 10:03 actually.